Hello, guys. My name is Roxana, and I've sat here before where you guys are, probably one of the first divorce care classes, so it's been a long time. I grew up in a home where appearing to be perfect is what mattered the most. We didn't talk about things that were bad and always put on a front that we had no troubles. Everything bad was swept under the rug. I never knew how my parents worked out their problems, even though at times from my bedroom I could hear them arguing at night. So I grew up thinking that if you didn't have any arguments, everything was good. Fast forward to adulthood, I had been married for almost 10 years when my husband told me that he didn't want to be married anymore. I had no idea what had gone wrong since we didn't appear to have any issues. Up until then, I had thought that we had a great marriage. I was a stay-at-home mom. We had two beautiful children together, drove the right cars, lived in the right neighborhood, so I had no idea what had happened. Looking back now, I see that we were far from perfect, and the perspective that I had of marriage was wrong. I had placed my children first, my husband second, and God came in third place. Needless to say, we did not have a relationship with Jesus Christ the time that we were married. We were separated in August of 2000, and a month after, he confessed to me that he had had a one-night stand since leaving our home. I was hurt and angry, but willing to forgive, which for me meant sweeping things under the rug. Since I struggled with control, I decided to do whatever it took to get my marriage back on track. We started to go to counseling. I started working out a lot, trying to get back into shape after having a baby. And I even asked him what it was that I could do differently to make things work for us. I was naive enough to think that I could fix things somehow. I was trying to take control and sweep major issues under the rug. I spent many nights crying to God to bring my husband back. I prayed countless prayers for our marriage to go back to what it used to be. This was all done in the privacy of my bedroom where no one could hear me. In the daytime, I pretended everything was good with me. One night, about, I don't know how many nights I had spent crying, but I was just tired of crying and nothing changing. And then I realized that I had been praying the wrong prayer. I decided this night to call out to God, but in a different way. I told him that I didn't understand why this was happening, but I wanted him to help me with this, and I could not do this alone, and I needed him. The next morning, I was still sad about my marriage, but the difference was that I was not taking this on by myself. I was handing it over to God and trusting him with it. A huge burden was lifted. It was out of my hands. Soon after, I started going to church and finding my comfort in him. I bought my first Bible and started reading it, not quite sure how to go about it, as I had never been shown how to do this before, but I was finding peace in spending time in his word. And as an act of obedience to him, after having been going to church for 2 years, because he had been so faithful to me, I wanted to go ahead and show people that my life had been turned over to him, and I chose to get baptized. A few months had passed, and he was my ex-husband was on his normal routine with picking up kids, dropping them off. And during this time, I heard a lot from my kids about being around this woman that he had the one-night stand with. I asked him, please don't see her, don't bring her around the kids. And his answer was, she likes them and she's really good with them, which made me mad. And my response to him was, well, tell her to get her own kids. These are my kids and she doesn't need to be around them. For a long time, I couldn't call her by her name. It was always that woman or the blonde. And these were the nice names that I could think of to call her. It was a long 2 years before he decided that our marriage wasn't going to work, and he filed for divorce. After the divorce, I put on a face of, I'm okay, I can handle this, I'm doing great. But the truth was that I was lonely, angry, and scared, and I felt like no one understood what I was going through. 2 years after my divorce, a friend told me that she had started coming to Watermark and was participating in divorce care. I guess she sensed the anger in my voice from talking to me week after week after her own divorce, and she invited me to come with her the following week. To my surprise, the class was on anger. I continued to attend, and I started for the first time in my life to seek hard after the Lord. It was only through coming each week to divorce care that I realized that I had really not forgiven him. Each week, I poured into my homework and the scriptures associated with each chapter. It was only then that I allowed Christ to heal my hurt, and I chose to fully forgive my ex. After finishing divorce care, I joined a community group of women, and the leader of that group encouraged me and loved me. It was from her that I learned what a true woman of God looks like. She taught me that I didn't need to hide behind a perfect mask and pretend everything was okay. I could acknowledge my faults and confess my sins and seek forgiveness from God, but also from my ex-husband for the way that I had not done my part in being the kind of wife God would have me to be. Now, forgiving her was a whole different story. I wanted to think I had already forgiven her when I forgave him, and I also wanted to think that she didn't deserve my forgiveness. However, the Spirit stirred me many times. Luke 6:37 says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." I was starting to forgive. My ex-husband ended up marrying the blonde, and I recall very clearly the first time she came to pick up the kids. I had told the kids to stay inside because I had no idea what was going to come out of my mouth. I remember they had been married a year. She was pregnant, and she sat out in the car waiting for the kids to come out. To her surprise, it wasn't the kids. It was me that was looking in the window. She looked at me like a deer in the headlights when I reached the car. I looked in and I greeted her, and she still wouldn't say anything to me. And I told her, "I don't know whose idea it is for you to just come and sit here. I would like you to come in. I would like you to come and knock on the door and get the kids." And she still sat there silently. And I said, "I forgave you and him a long time ago." That's when she got out of the car and she said, "I'm sorry, Roxana." And I said, "You're about to have a baby, and I want our relationship to be good for my two kids, but also for your baby that is to come." And she said she wanted the same thing. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." After the kids left with her that day, I came into my house and I started crying. I had no idea I was going to say that. I had just been moved by the Spirit, and he had given me the words and the strength to say what I really needed to say. A big burden was lifted that evening, and I felt the peace of God come over me. Over time, we started talking on the phone, but mainly to coordinate child pick-off, drop-off. We figured that this was easier than dealing with my ex-husband because she was doing the carpooling, so it worked better for me. She had the baby, and I had the kids take some flowers to her at the hospital, and we bought the baby a gift. And I really did this mainly for my kids so that they would feel that we were okay, that everything was good. And the truth of the matter is that I did feel this because I had been moved by the Spirit to do what I was doing. When the baby was close to turning one, my kids kept on telling me, "Mommy, you're invited to Olivia's birthday party. You're invited to this party." And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm sure I'm not." But because I had a good relationship with her, I called her And I said, hey, my kids are saying that I'm invited to this birthday party, but if I'm not, it's okay. I just don't want to be rude and not show up. And she said, Roxanna, you are more than welcome to come, but if you feel uncomfortable, I don't want you to come if you're going to feel uncomfortable. And I just kind of chuckled at that because I thought, I don't feel uncomfortable, you know. So I said, no, I would love to come. So what surprised me was what came next. She said, Roxanna, I had never said this before to you, but now that I have a daughter, I can say that if I had known back then what I know now, I would have never done this to you. And I started crying. I was just so overwhelmed with how God had worked in my heart, but also to see God starting to work in her heart. So the day of the party came, and I was feeling a little bit anxious because I knew it was going to be all of his family and all of her family, and I was going to be the only one that didn't fit in. But I had such a peace about it that I walked in, and everybody stared at me like if I didn't belong, because they all knew I was my children's mother. And I made a beeline to the kitchen where she was, and I thanked her for inviting me. And she looked at me, and she said, thank you for coming. And she hugged me, and we both cried. I continued to invite them to Watermark. And this was really hard. Every time I would hang up the phone, I would think, what just came out of my mouth? Why am I inviting them? But I continued to do it because I had already forgiven them. Didn't mean that the process of inviting them was easy. It was hard because I did not want them to be a part of my church and my friends. But I was doing it because I was feeling led to do that. It was beside myself. Me alone, I would have probably not invited them. However, I knew that that was good for my kids to come here all the time, and I needed to be obedient to what God was prompting me to do and what he was placing in my heart. Eventually, they accepted my invitation, and they started coming and have been coming for over 5 years now. It's been awkward and uncomfortable at times, but I see the long-term benefits that this will bring our kids and the glory that this brings to God. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Thank you.